Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota House Fraud Prevention and Oversight Committee's meeting today at the state capitol. The agenda says the committee will hold a hearing to discuss election integrity, voter fraud, and potential misuse of state funds for partisan election activity. Secretary of State Steve Simons invited to the hearing. Simons says Minnesota's elections are safe and secure, and we have among the highest voter turnout in the nation. Officials at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport say they're ready for one of the busiest weeks of the year. MSP spokesman Jeff Lee says MEA travel really picks up on Wednesday.
And then Thursday, we'll see our peak volume of travelers. We're expecting 52,000 individuals coming through our checkpoints, which puts us right up there, the same peak levels as a Thanksgiving or spring break type of activity.
Lee says they're expecting about 48,000 travelers on Sunday. The Minnesota BCA is changing its policy when it comes to handling DWI test instruments. From now on, to try to reduce human error, Superintendent Drew Evans says they will be responsible for replacing the gas cylinders used in the devices.
It's important to know that this instrumentation, you know, is reliable, and it has the testing itself. It is, in terms of how the instrumentation works, is a reliable machine, and it works well in that process, and those data entry errors may or may not actually impact the validity of the results in that process.
Evans says the 276 DWI cases in question will be retested to make sure the results are valid. And the Borealis passenger train between St. Paul and Chicago was one of Amtrak's busiest this summer, with an average of 82% of seats filled. That's among the highest in the country, according to the Minnesota Department of Transportation. The Minnesota Wild blew a 3-0 third period lead before beating the LA Kings 4-3 in a shootout last night in St. Paul. Marco Rossi scored the lone shootout goal for the win. Wild goaltender Jesper Wallstedt made 31 saves in his first start of the season.
Pretty good. Would be nice if we could have kept it away from shootout in overtime, but 2 points on home ice against an out-of-division team, we'll take it.
Jared Spurgeon, Matt Boldy, and Kirill Kaprizov scored first-period power play goals. The 2-1 Wild play the 2-0 Stars tonight in Dallas. And Minnesota-based Polaris is separating Indian Motorcycle from its portfolio and selling a majority stake to a private equity firm in Los Angeles. Company officials say Polaris will maintain a small equity position after the transaction's completed in the first quarter of next year. This is MNN.